Hello. There may be some more coming, but I thought we could do a little experiment in the traffic control. Is that okay? Yeah? Because this journal is about limitless love. And we have experienced limitless love for how long? 2,500 years. And I just thought if we could sit opposite a partner and just go into that experience, just turn wherever you are, okay, and go into that experience of limitless love. Yeah, so you sit opposite and just exchange drishti. And just move into that vibration of limitless love as we move into traffic control. And just feel the love that the soul has experienced in the golden and silver ages. That love of that time, 2,500 years, is the result of what the soul experienced now with Baba. The soul became so full that it vibrated limitless love for 2,500 years. So whoever's coming in, welcome, big welcome. Please sit or stand opposite a partner, and we are experimenting in silence with limitless love just for a couple of minutes. Love that we felt for 2,500 years, the golden and silver age, the love that the soul searched for through the copper and iron age. Until it found its way back to Baba and experienced Baba's limitless love. If you can just take a minute now with your partner and just share for you right now, what is limitless love? Just a couple of words around that, just a minute or so each. So limitless love beyond boundaries. What is limitless love for all? So really welcome. It's lovely to be with all of you. And this session is to share this journal with you. And I think some of you may already have it, right? If not, we'll pass it to you. I think you have within you everything that's inside it. But the aim of the journal is to give you an opportunity to play with this theme of limitless love and to experiment with it. And as you're receiving it, I just wonder, what were some of the things that came up that you shared? What is limitless love for you right now? Yes?
Om Shanti. So, for me, limitless love felt love without any conditions, without expectations, and just a deep acceptance of who you are.
Thank you. Something very similar to what my partner Rajesh shared. And what else? Anyone else like to share? Limitless love. Another aspect? Not being prejudiced. So being in the present beyond any limits. Yeah? Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes. You surrender yourself. Holy mind, body and spirit. Beautiful. Thank you. And I was thinking, you know, as I was working through the journal, some of the pages, we all have within our unconscious 2,500 years or 1,870,000 days and nights of living in a world that is full of limitless love. Not just within us, not just in relationships, but the nature, the elements vibrating with limitless love. So I was thinking it's something very deep in us as we've journeyed through the copper and iron ages, and then we find our way back to Baba. And so this journal is for you to take and play with and experiment with. You don't have to start at the beginning and work to the end. You might just open it and find a question that you want to begin to explore. And there's no right answers. The aim is to bring out from you your feelings, your experiences, your understanding. The questions are amazing, and I don't know, for me, I feel very close to Brahma Baba when I start to explore. But the idea is that you can play with this during your time in Madhuban, and that it's something you can take back as you go back to your service place. For some of you that maybe if you are not so familiar with journaling, the idea is that you just let your pen touch the page and just let whatever comes from inside flow in your own time, in your own way. And you pause whenever you want. And then you reflect inside and ask another question, and as you want, write on that page or go to another question. So it's really very free. And if you have some colors, you might like to play with that as well. It also invites you to draw. So the contents are there in the beginning, but really you can play with it in your own way. There's no one way to work with it. And it also invites you to use the merle of the day. You know, and because every merle has, it's written with love, isn't it? Baba spoke it with limitless love to move us back to our stage of limitless love. And so you can take aspects from the merle and explore them in relation to limitless love. I was just thinking, and on one page it was asking, what aspects of the merle remind you of limitless love? And what do you think over the last few days? What helped bring us back to a state of limitless love from the merle? Anyone? The last few days, what reminded us of our limitless love? Or we can say, what were some of the methods Baba offered to bring us back to our state of limitless love? Yes?
Yeah, so, in that way, the Divine Shiv Baba and Baba is gifting us with this limitless love, and they have to say to imbibe and experience the limitless love. So, if we can imbibe this and apply first to them, and I mean Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, then we can spread it all over around us. Beautiful. And so what is limitless love to people, to the nature, to the environment?
So taking it from Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, connecting with them and experimenting and spreading it around us in the environment. Yeah, great, beautiful. So I just wonder if anyone has any questions
when you look at it. Do you have any questions about the journal?
That he's the master, he's the master lover, I could say, and he's the master of everything. So he deserves it.
He does everything.
He does everything. He's a master.
Yeah.
He's the master technician, he's the master engineer, he's the master shoemaker, he's the master of all. He's the master of the universe, he's the master of love.
And through his mastery, he's triggering us to return to our mastery.
Baba used the phrase in the Muli today that I hadn't noticed the last time round, and that was about the nest, building the nest. And you think how, like a mother bird, makes that nest with so much care, and you know how Baba's bringing us into his nest, and you could look at nests in different ways, maybe his auric field, or... you know, the family is a nest, or, you know, the subtle region could be a nest, so there's many ways of exploring even one point, isn't it? But it just, the feeling that you get when you think of a nest is safe, comfortable, secure, protected, fed, yeah, nourished.
So this journal also really encourages us to look at images.
So in the last few days, one of the Mulis, Baba, talks about writing to him, writing letter to him. And that just felt like Baba cares so much. He wants to hear from you, everything about you, what you're going through. And he just wants to take away all your burden. And that's love. Someone who's always there with you, for you.
Every day a creative way to bring us back to our highest state of love, right? So writing, and look what he gave us. Beautiful. Anyone else? Yes, Rajesh.
In the Sunday Murli, the recent Sunday Murli, Baba said, he's a companion. Right? And this is the Almighty being the companion and with you all the time. Right? And they said, when you forget me because you don't we don't keep him with us all the time. Right? And then when that happens, he watches in amazement and he just smiles. So I think that's a limitless love as well. He being with each of us all the time. Only he can do it.
And so, as I mentioned, you know, you can really pick this journal up and open it at any page. You know how sometimes you do that with the Murli? You just think, okay, what do I need? You can play with the journal in this way. Or if you want, you can work through it from the beginning to the end. It's really in your hands. It's your journal. It's your journey. And just enjoy it, really. Unless there's any questions? Questions? No? You're fine? Enjoy. And if you have got some colors, I don't know about you, but for me, it's nice to play and draw. And Global Office does have some more, I think, in the shop, just to make it something very special. So in the middle of the year, when you look at it again, you can go, wow, you know, that, and reconnect with the experience of Madhuban and the love here. So can we just do a little exercise to finish? We have a couple of minutes. Are you okay? You're good for that? So can we please make one circle here? Yes? Can we make one circle as we're doing that? Can you stand up? I know you have legs, right? Yes, they're at the bottom. And we can make one circle here. And Rajesh, what is the question? Yes, yeah. So let them come in. And if they haven't got the journal, Zan will pass them. But please, can we make one circle here? It's a little exercise in feeling. Yeah, like an oval circle, right? Because this is an opportunity. We have all these yogis And I thought, let us just take that advantage and go into that vibration of collective love. Can you please just put the chair there? Okay. And so let's just go into that vibration of limitless love and feel Baba here with us, his vibration of love. He's watching us in his home, our home. And let us just collectively vibrate that love. And very slowly, in your own time, you do a circle, just vibrating that love with Baba, your companion. And you spread that to every soul in the circle. So each of you do that in your own time. You just give drishti to everyone in the circle. It doesn't matter which way. Baba is seeing his yogi children in his home, vibrating limitless love. And enjoy, and enjoy. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to connect with us in the DF support office. So lots and lots of love to all of you. Enjoy. And then at 6, we have the session upstairs in the Harmony Hall. Okay. Is that okay? Anything else you want to add? And it's nice whenever we see each of us, we'll remember limitless love, right? It's another trigger. Shanti, thank you.